This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, happy Monday to you. Welcome in. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. That would be me. That is Dan Buck down the desk here. Glad to have him back in here with us this morning. Ethan Bright running the board, and Sue Thomas along here shortly with a check of your traffic this morning. Dan, welcome back.
Hey, man, it's like sweater weather out there, brother. I came out the door. It's like, whoa. Like it's like freezing cold
sweater
outside.
Weather in here normally, but outside this morning, you're right, 58 degrees.
Yes. Nice.
It's a shocker. I love it. I can't believe this is happening in August, but we know what's about to happen next. It'll be 100 degrees again
in a week.
Stop. You know it's coming.
Positive thoughts, brother. Come on.
I'm trying to be positive about it, but it was definitely an A1 day yesterday, and hopefully people were able to
get out and take advantage of that. 8 days of this, though, they're saying. That's what they're saying. Now, you never know.
Got out
it's
there.
Not like a weatherman. You and I grew up around weathermen. We know that they're about as accurate as...
As major league pitchers, yeah,
right? Thank you.
Right. Or as major league batters. If you're batting 300, you're an all-star.
Oh, are you kidding me? If you're hitting 250, you're an all-star. You can have a strikeout ratio of 35% and still be an all-star. That amazes me.
I love my friends that do TV weather. My criticism is not aimed at them. They are controlled by a management team that has decided – we're going to make weather drive our viewership,
yep.
And we're going to blow everything out of proportion. I don't blame the guys over there or girls, whoever they are.
And whoever came up with the 10-day forecast was crazy.
Yeah.
Really? You guys got to get tomorrow right. Let's go.
Stand by for a school bus forecast. People used to confuse me that, aren't you the weather guy? Oh, no. I don't try to tell you what might happen. I've been telling you what has happened for the most part, right? That's tough.
That's what is happening too. You were one of the best live shot people I've ever seen in television.
Thank you, dude.
You were amazing in live. Like when things were breaking and they'd send you out there, I'd be like, well, Mark's going to nail it again, brother. You were good at it.
Well, thank you for that, Dan. Now you see why I invited Dan in here. To appreciate that. The check's in the mail, by the way.
Uh-huh.
How's your grandson? How's the new grandbaby?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, he is perfect. He's a great. He doesn't cry hardly at all.
Wow.
He's sleeping 3-4 hours and breaks at a time overnight, and he's up all day. I mean, he loves to just be alert and... Yeah, I tell you, I gave it some like deeper thought. I mean, I think there's no better example of like God's love for us than to have a child. I mean, I think it's like a gift he gives us because you kind of understand his love for us when you have a grandson or your own son born.
Yes.
And then when you see your son have a son, it's like unbelievable. It was a great weekend.
I'll bet it was. I'm glad you had a good trip and are back safe and sound and all that good stuff. We got some Doobie Brother tickets to give away this morning. I talked to several people that went to see the Styx concert on Friday night.
How was it?
They said it was great. They said Kevin Cronin sounded good. Styx sounded good. People were, you know, posting videos up on Facebook, and I heard some of it. It did sound pretty good.
Kevin Cronin was playing REO stuff while Styx, and then
I think he was kind of the warm up band, and then Styx came out, so he was doing some REO stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they were a Central Illinois band, like when I was, and everybody growing up in Central Illinois, and I grew up in a small town called Monmouth, Illinois, for high school, and it was like REO.
Everything.
They were the band, you know. And Kevin Cronin,
get it.
And he was awesome.
Well, everybody I talked to last night had a great time on Friday night. Tonight, I'll be a little bleary-eyed tomorrow morning. I'll just have to warn you, Dan. You may have to carry more of the burden.
What's going on tonight?
I've got tickets to see David Lee Roth tonight.
Oh, wow.
Ethan was
he's
waiting for
dead.
That.
He's
had that queued up since last week.
He's still alive?
His voice isn't, but he is, from what I can tell. His voice is among the dearly departed.
Guessing he won't be jumping around the stage like he used to do.
I mean,
as much as he used to.
Lee Roth, all the lead singers, Metallica, Guns N' Roses, whatever it is, Guns N' Roses,
Guns N' Roses.
Whoever it is, the fact that any of them are still standing upright these days is amazing, given
their knees would be shot.
Drugs, and rock and roll they did during the 80s, right?
Oh, and you remember him launching himself off of speaker stands and like landing like 7-8 feet below him? I'd be like, dude, he's going to break. He tries that now, he's going to break a hip.
He was an absolute stud.
He was.
He was an athlete. A stud, but his voice has left him. And I've been watching videos from other concerts he's done leading up to this. The band that he's hired sounds fantastic. So at the very least, I get to listen to a lot of Van Halen music tonight. Hopefully the crowd singing along might drown out some of David's. He talks through part of it. He's off key.
Is
at the factory.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because I'm thinking he doesn't need a big venue. Although Van Halen was so huge, too.
Oh, yeah. He knows he's going to sell tickets whether he sounds good or not.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm a sucker. I bought them
as soon as
they went on sale. And my friends are making fun of me like, man, I don't know, dude. He's not sounding too good these days. I'm like, it's David Lee Roth. I don't care.
It's going to be amazing.
What's his age?
He's got to be 75, right?
Oh, he's I would guess. There.
Yeah, I was thinking high 70s.
I don't know.
But,
I don't know. Siri, how old is David Lee Roth?
Oh, here it is.
70. He's only 70.
Only 70.
He's only 70.
Everybody's Siri just went off.
Sorry. I asked mine and everybody else's went off. Anyway, we are getting back to what I was saying, giving away some Doobie Brother tickets all this week. So stay tuned for that. If they're in town, you know Michael McDonald is going to be singing with them, so that'll be great. Hans von Spakovsky coming up in the next hour. Lots to talk about with Hans, because will the president send troops into Chicago? Brandon Johnson, the self-described socialist, is already promising an uprising if that happens. Problem for Brandon is the Republicans have all the guns. Remember, Brandon? That might be a little bit of a problem for you. I'm just saying. Not the illegal ones. Probably lots of illegal ones in Chicago. So we'll talk a little bit more about that with Hans, and the legality of it seems to be the question here. And we'll get to all that for you coming up. Right now, Ethan, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
I think that there's a broad concern about Mr. Bolton. They're going to look into it. And like I said, if there's no crime here, we're not going to prosecute it.
Thank you. Finding out more details on John Bolton's house being raided. And, you know, you have to think to yourself.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
My, how the media treated this differently than they did when the raid went down on Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate just a few short years ago.
It is not sustainable. You cannot continue this type of pace of operations, particularly when it's costing over $1 million a day in order to do this. The second, it's not scalable. You're not going to be able to do this in every single major American city, particularly when many of the cities that have the highest crime rates are the places that have actually deployed their National Guards to Washington, D.C.
Oh, Maryland's governor, of course, running for president, we should mention, Wes Moore, not happy the president might save his city.
Chicago's a mess. You have an incompetent mayor, grossly incompetent, and we'll straighten that one out probably next. That'll be our next one after this.
They don't even know what to do with him. Like, they don't even see the hits coming. Like, they're coming out of left field, and they're all scrambling to say, oh, you can't do that, but... And they're defending. He's talked them into defending murders. It's unbelievable.
And Senator, every week I join a local radio show, Mark Cox Show on 97.1 FM. And just on Thursday, he was telling me, he said, Griff, we, the people here in St. Louis are starving for what's happening in Washington. Do you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look.
All right. How about that?
Hey, Griff.
Little shout out on Fox and Friends this weekend.
Nice.
By our friend Griff Jenkins.
You gone national, Mark.
I'm telling you, I got a little shout out. He was interviewing Eric Schmidt. The whole focus of the story, I got several messengers about this and texts from friends that happened to be up and watching. It was about 7 a.m. yesterday morning on Fox and Friends where Griff was filling in on the weekend. And the whole segment was about St. Louis and the fact that St. Louis, per capita, still the first or second most dangerous city in America when you factor in the murder rate. Washington doesn't, they don't count it the same way. Washington's murder rate was twice as bad as St. Louis's per capita. But it's not figured the same way it would be for in the FBI uniform crime statistics. So his focus was on St. Louis, and he has Eric Schmidt on there, and he brings up the conversation that he and I had last week. I'll play you Schmidt's answer because I thought he's absolutely spot on. Now, my biggest complaint about Schmidt was he didn't say, oh, yeah, I know, Mark, I was on his show last week, too. I don't know why he didn't bring that up, but he didn't for some reason.
And Senator, every week I join a local radio show, Mark Cox Show on 97.1 FM. And just on Thursday, he was telling me, he said, Griff, we, the people here in St. Louis, are starving for what's happening in Washington. Do you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, and I can tell you that the people, you know, writ large across the region, people want to deal with this violent crime issue, but nobody wants to deal with it more than the individuals who are in these communities affected by it every day. And they're tired of cleaning up broken glass on Sunday mornings. They're tired of family members being terrorized by violent criminals. And I think this is going to go a long way in making sure the resources are actually on the ground arresting these gangs and violent members of our community that are, that again, are committing violent crimes.
And Senator, I can't bring...
How about that? Nice. Man, nice. Dan, I have a question for you.
Sure.
Wouldn't you love to have been a fly on the wall when this conversation was going on between the president and his top advisors? No, Mr. President, we do not see a scenario in which the Democrats are going to admit that they enjoy high crime rates. Donald Trump, hold my beer. Right? Because that's what he's done.
Yeah.
He's now got Democrats across the country defending high murder rates. It's mind-blowing. What's happened here is mind-blowing. It's not that bad. We have to. If you live in North St. Louis, by the way, don't worry about it. Go take a walk this morning. It's not that bad.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah. You forget the fact that you might get carjacked or robbed or stabbed or worse. Just go ahead. Democrats are in charge. It's fine. It's all going to be okay. All right. Quick break here. Let's get to our national anthem.
He is absolutely going to be deported from this country. He's not going to walk the streets of the station. So he can enjoy the little time he has with his family. And for the person who says we're not going to separate family, well, his family can go with him because he's leaving. He's going to be deported. Look, he's a criminal alien. He's a member of MS-13, which is now a designated terrorist. He's a white beater. He's a human trafficker. He's been indicted for human trafficking and alien smuggling. He's a bad person. He's not going to be here. He's been order removed twice, order removed by two different federal judges. He's going to leave this country in the very near future, and his family can go with him.
I love that. I love that. Tom Holman, it just takes no prisoners. And he's talking about Kilmar Abrego Garcia, right? Some liberal judge somewhere ordered him released or reduced his bail or something to let him get out of jail. The minute he walks out of that jail, that thing is signed, ICE is going to pick him up and they're going to put him on an airplane and he's going to leave the country. The fact that these judges think they can keep skirting this, I love what Holman points out there. He doesn't have one, count them, he doesn't have one. He's got two orders of deportation by different federal judges. The only question is, where will he be deported to? Is it going to be Peru? Is it going to be wherever it is? If he can't go back to his own home country, let's send him to a prison somewhere else where maybe he doesn't speak the language and see how that goes for him.
And I'm wondering, do they hold them in all these countries we deport them to? In other words, if they're criminals here and we're not going to keep them in our jails, are they going and staying in a jail? Or do they get out when they go back to their
I can't imagine these countries. I want to know, first of all, what are we having to pay them to take these people, right?
Yeah.
I would guess we're having to pay them to take it. But you're right. They're not accepting people that we're kicking out as criminals and just turning them out in society, I wouldn't think. Because what would you
couldn't
do?
Couldn't they come back?
You'd just leave the country and try to make your way back.
Try to sneak your way back, yeah.
Sure.
Of course, right now, not a whole lot's getting through our borders right now. The gotaways have gotten down to nearly zero.
Yeah. Right. But I love the way the media tries to engender some sympathy for Abrego Garcia. Oh, he's a Maryland man.
Yeah, who smuggled hundreds of people, they're saying.
He's an El Salvadorian, illegal, in this country. His wife's filed allegations against him that he abused her, tried to get protection orders against him. There's a video of a cop pulling him over, and he's got a person sitting in the car with him that he was probably trafficking, who, of course, was scared to death and didn't say a word because they're probably here illegal anyway. And you read in the mainstream media coverage. This is a story that wasn't written by Channel. It's an Associated Press story. I printed it off the Channel 4 website. Abrego Garcia has an American wife and children and has lived in Maryland for years. Although he was deemed eligible for pretrial release last month, he remained in jail at the request of his attorneys, who feared the Republican administration would immediately deport him if he was freed. He should be deported. No judge has ruled that he can't be deported. They've just ruled that you can't deport him to El Salvador.
And where you've lived, how many children you bore, whatever, how is that even relevant? You still are an illegal who did not go through any sort of process to come to this country legally. Every nation in the country does this.
Every nation in the world. You're right. Absolutely. I would love to, any liberal that would support this, and I know there are a bunch of them out there, I would love to ask them this. If somebody walked through your front door or broke in and set up residence in your living room, the fact that they happened to get married after they broke into your house and had a couple of kids when they after they broke into your house, so you're still okay with them living there? Just out of interest. My guess is not. You're not. But it's okay if it's in somebody else's backyard. But it wouldn't be okay if it was in your house. This is our house. The United States is a sovereign nation. That's the issue here. I don't know anybody who's opposed to legal immigration. I just don't.
No.
It drives me crazy when they get on there and say, they're just targeting brown people. They said that about Alligator Alcatraz this weekend. I don't know if it was Al Sharpton or somebody. They're just targeting brown people. Well, no. I mean, there are a lot of illegal aliens in this country who are Iranian, who are Chinese. If we find them, we're deporting them.
Right.
If the vast majority of them happen to be from Central America, they may be of Hispanic origin. I don't know. But we're targeting the crime, not the color of their skin. But the left has to twist this. They're really hurting. I'm going to play this for you later. But CNN was reporting this weekend on Harry Enten was reporting this weekend on the early registration in four of the key swing states for the upcoming midterm election. And I'm telling you, folks, this is Titanic level bad for the Democrats. They're all focused on this redistricting mess. They got a lot bigger problems. They got people fleeing their party while they go out and publicly defend murder. They defend murder. Oh, it's not that bad. Tell that to the victims.
Yeah.
Or the victims' families. If they're still alive, tell it to the victims. And if not, tell it to the victims' families. It's not that bad. I'm sorry your kid got shot in a drive-by. Oh, by the way, did you know there were no murders in D.C. last week?
All week.
Shocking. We're back with Buck Don't Give Up Bleep after this.
St. Louis Conservative. Buck Don't Give a Bleep.
Make no apologies for what you're about to hear in this segment. It's probably going to trigger a few liberals. It's a new segment where we give a mainstream media platform to conservative voices on social media. This is where the rest of the media selectively ignore these people. And even though they got millions of followers in many cases on social media, the mainstream media doesn't want to hear from these
folks. Of course
folks.
Not.
Absolutely
no.
not. And I decided, because I saw a trend happening as I was doing research and trying to find really good conservative voices, a lot of them are minorities. Tons of people out there saying amazing things, ripping on the left, yet the left is never going to let these voices be heard, right? And so I decided to make Monday segments our Minority Mondays, where we give a platform to millions of minorities who are beginning to see the light. These are Black Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, that the Dems think they own and who have been a huge part of their voting base for 40 years. Of course, that was when they started pumping out the welfare and destroying the schools and destroying the family and everything else. But millions of folks are waking up and they're seeing that the woke liberal agenda is not for them. And first up today in this clip is a woman by the name of Carlette Coleman. She lives in D.C., has a few choice words for a bunch of libtards who are protesting the peace and who are advocating for the crime to continue in our nation's capital. Well, Carlette ain't buying what they're selling anymore. Hit it, Carlette.
They don't have nothing else to do. It's too quiet
Those
in D.C. right now for them. So they got to go outside and cause some trouble and make noise on their own. Talking about free DC, you know what? Y'all need to get freed from yourself. For real. You guys are... Y'all are... a hot mess. Just a hot, sick, psychopathic hot mess. All of y'all need some medication. Every single last one of y'all. Y'all need to be banging pots and pans. Yes! Yes, somebody come through here and give these people some...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Spiridone. Bunch of freaks.
I love her. Her name again, Carlette Coleman. Look her up on X and on Facebook.
She's talking about the protesters who were protesting.
Banging pots.
The troops. Were there and led to zero murders in Washington, D.C. this past week.
A whole week where it's safe. And this next cut, another D.C. native. This guy is amazing. He's calling out the lies of the left, celebrating the Trump administration. He lives in D.C. and he's walking down the streets in the middle of the night on Saturday night. And he's praising Trump, and just listen to this guy. He goes off on, you know, about the whole D.C. situation. Lives there, loves it. Here we go.
You know what? Donald Trump proved that it's possible to end black-on-black crime. He proved that, right? In D.C., his troops, no murders for the entire weekend. That is insane. And to think that the left would protest against that, to think that the left would say, oh my God, it is a bad thing that black people are now stopped killing each other. And the reason why that is a bad thing for them is because that is a core of liberalism, right? That is part of what makes them victims. So if you take away each sort of victim mentality peg or pillar, that's one less person that's going to have a victim mentality. So that's one less person that'll be a leftist, that'll be a woke libtard, right? So they are freaking out. But what's crazy is the fact that he could actually fix that. And with police, who would have thought? That's why I always say every hood should have one prison in it.
I'm telling you, Mark.
Every hood should have one prison in it?
Yeah. And these people, they're waking up. They're seeing it. They're seeing in D.C. that it's working and that he's not crazy and that their streets are becoming safe. They can go out for a walk. This guy's walking out in the middle of the street while he's talking there.
Yeah, walking in cicadas, clearly. You can hear him in the background.
You can hear
him.
And I just think it's cool to see this awakening that the mainstream media is ignoring. But I think this is going to have a huge impact on the polls.
I think you're right.
Upcoming.
Dan,
I really
think it's a great point. It really is. I don't know how Donald Trump's done it. I don't know if he's going to send troops to these other cities or not and get away with it. In fact, we'll talk to Hans about that coming up in the next hour. But the impact is exactly what I figured it would be when we talked about this last week.
Yeah.
If this works, if this experiment, this test in D.C. works, the biggest fear for Kara Spencer or Brandon Johnson or, you know, Largemouth Bass out in L.A., the biggest fear for them is that their constituents realize they've been lied to for all of these years by all of these Democrat mayors, that the answer is fewer police and less incarceration and more midnight basketball. And in the meantime, they can't walk down the street in the middle of the night without fear of getting murdered because there are not enough police on the street. It's simple.
And what will the trickle-down effect be? That's what I think the big thing. I mean,
that's what they're afraid of.
Right. Businesses could return to certain areas that have been so crime-ridden, and things begin to open up. People move back into neighborhoods because the crime rate has dropped so significantly. I mean, it could have a huge effect on some of these urban cores.
And it may be a slow, it may take a little while, but you know they're going to fight it tooth and nail. They're going to claim it's racist, it's this, it's that. What about murder is racist? Like that guy pointed out, the majority of murders in Chicago are black-on-black crime.
Yeah.
It's not the police killing people. It's not, in most cases, white people killing black people. It's black people killing black people. And if you can mute that and reduce it, somebody lives to see another day. How is that a bad thing?
Well, and he pointed out, for every murder that doesn't happen, you're saving a black life, right? I mean, in D.C., 82% of the murders were black on black, were black victims. And he's saying if you stop the crime, we stop losing our young people, right? And if you can stop the murders, stop the shootings, look what happens. I mean, an entire week in D.C. without a murder, that's outrageous. That has not happened in that city.
Yeah, that's true. And I know the feds have stepped in with more FBI resources and all of that. I wonder, let's just take St. Louis for example. If Trump convinced Governor Kehoe tomorrow to call out the National Guard in North City, for example, I wonder what impact that would have over the course of a month. Just the fact that their presence was there, backing up the St. Louis police, they wouldn't be there to arrest anybody. But with that presence, people aren't going to be as bold to walk down the street with their gun hanging off their hip or
drive by
and random spraying bullets at people. They're just not. It's going to mute that for sure.
Because they're going to get caught. Right now, so many of those shooting crimes go unsolved here because they don't have the manpower to be there when they happen. Well, they'd be there, obviously, in those troubled neighborhoods where the bulk of the shootings occur.
It's definitely a short-term fix, whatever's going on, but it addresses the bigger issue of what if. Hey, what if we tried putting more feet on the ground, more officers on the ground? Well, we can't hire enough, or we don't have the money for that. Really? That's your excuse? You had money for this. You had money to fund social workers, but you didn't have enough money to put more police officers on the ground in my neighborhood.
Yeah,
I love the fact that you're pointing that out, because it's going to get more and more attention. Didn't Kara Spencer say the other day we welcome the extra attention from the feds?
Yeah.
You hear that?
When it's related to tornado and recovery there.
Well,
she doesn't want their help to clean up her streets from crime.
On the FBI,
side.
She did say
the
FBI
side,
with the extra FBI officer, she welcomed their assistance.
Yes. But she wouldn't welcome the National Guard to come in and thwart it.
Well, it's not an emergency, Dan.
Of course not.
All we had was, 178 murders this year. It's not an emergency.
By bringing peace to our streets, you're violating our 10th Amendment. That's the argument.
I don't know what the murder number is. I could look it up here real quick.
Of course, the 10th Amendment deals with sovereignty of states, right? And the governors need to invite him in or invite federal and declare the emergency. Therefore, he can bring it in. And that's where their argument is standing.
Sure.
Let's forget about the results and the good things that could happen. Every governor should be saying, come on in and
maybe,
help. Pritzker's already said he won't allow him into Chicago.
Maybe we need to rethink this.
What's that?
If all of the red states are suddenly murder-free, all the people from the blue states are going to want to move here.
So you got Kehoe saying Kansas City, St. Louis, let's clean them up.
I'm just saying.
That'd be a great idea.
Well, I don't know, though. Do we want to move in here? Because they're going to vote for Democrats.
Who would?
The people coming from the blue states.
Yeah. Who would flee
here
from Chicago.
They're going to come
here
seeking shelter, and then hopefully they don't vote for the same stupid policies that got them into that mess in the first place.
Well, that's why I'm doing Minority Mondays on my segment, to show that minorities are waking up and they're seeing the truth and they're loving on Trump in D.C., that's for sure.
I think you're absolutely right about that, my friend.
Did you see who was protesting too in New York? Bunch of white liberal
all
women.
All white liberal women.
Liberal women.
Yeah.
I'm like, seriously.
Many of them paid, from what the stories I read this weekend. Many of them are known to be paid professional activists. Wow. Boy, they're hurting. I'll play that bite for you from Harry Enten when we come back in a few minutes. Plus, if you're listening early this morning, you get a bonus. In the 5 o'clock hour today, we're going to give away some Doobie Brother tickets. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. All right, you know what that means. That means we're going to give away some Doobie Brother tickets. That concert's coming up, by the way, on September 4th out at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. And it doesn't say it here on my sheet, but I'm assuming Michael McDonald is with them. Usually when they play in St. Louis, for sure, he is. But my guess is he's on tour with them. Anyway, we're going to give away a pair of tickets every day this week. And we will, Dan, you pick the lucky number for day one. How about that?
No, right now?
What number you want?
I want 7.
Lucky number 7 at 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. Wins a pair of tickets to see the Doobie Brothers. Have fun. And we'll give away more tickets every day this week. And I'll give you a full report tomorrow morning right here on the show. Along with audio proof of just how David Lee Roth is doing these days.
Oh, please bring that.
I will bring that.
Van Halen at the Factory tonight. I imagine that sold out quick, though.
David Lee Roth.
Oh, David Lee Roth. Who did I say?
And a cover band that's going to be playing a lot of old Van Halen and I'm sure a few of Dave's
So he doesn't market anything stuff. Van Halen. It's all David Lee Roth.
Yeah, yes. I don't think. I mean, I'm sure he mentions Van Halen.
I don't even know if he could.
He doesn't
have ownership of the name and stuff, so he can't be like.
I'm just looking at my my tickets right now. Let me see here. Where is it? There, David Lee Roth show. That's all.
That's all
it says. It doesn't say David Lee Roth of Van Halen. It just says the Roth show. At the Factory tonight at 7:30.
I'm pretty sure Alex wouldn't let him use that name.
Well, because he is Van Halen to me, right? I mean, it's like,
don't get me wrong, I love old Van Halen.
Well,
I love Dave Moore, but they probably sold more albums with Sammy.
I don't think even when Sammy toured, they called it the best of all worlds tour, whatever, last year, play on the Van Halen thing. Two of the members of Van Halen are
in Sammy's band, but I don't. They talked about it on stage, but they and they promoted it as playing all of the Van Halen deep cuts. But the word Van Halen was nowhere on the promotion for that show. So he may be onto something. There may be some legal reason that they're not
that,
doing
that. Original members are not allowed, or any of the members.
I don't know.
Because it's like Guns N' Roses. They couldn't, like Velvet Revolver couldn't be Guns N' Roses because Axl owns that name.
I'll be darned.
So love me some Van Halen, but
he'll just be playing all their tunes.
The root of the problem in that band were the brothers. They couldn't get along with anybody. It ended up at the end of the day. And I read Alex Van Halen's biography he just released and enjoyed some of the stories in it, some of the backstories on a couple of the songs they wrote and how they wrote and how it came together. Was completely pissed off after I finished it that it ended with one mention of Sammy Hagar, and that was only that they played in a Monsters of Rock concert where Hagar was one of the seven other bands playing or something like that. Never mentioned him as the lead singer, and the book stopped when David Lee Roth left the band. Like it bounced back and forth between his brother being sick and how much his brother meant to him and blah blah, and then it ended. Now somebody said there's going to be a second book, maybe
with Sammy but more prominent in the book. Maybe
I don't know how you could ignore the guy that as Ethan pointed out correctly sold more albums with Hagar than you did with David Lee Roth. How can you just act like that didn't happen?
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
They're petty. That's why.
They are, and Alex is the worst, I think. Yeah, I think he's worse than Eddie was when it came to that stuff, and now he's sold all of his drums, and he's not even playing anymore, and I don't know. Anyway.
The world of rock and roll is always a soap opera.
Yep.
Always. Unbelievable.
Always.
Yeah.
Let's talk about happier things. Listen to Harry Enten on CNN this weekend. Listen to this.
Sunday. Look, the Democratic brand right now has about the appeal with the American voter as the Cracker Barrel rebrand has with the American consumers. Bad, bad, bad.
I saw somebody text out a picture of a Cracker Barrel parking lot at about 6 o'clock on Saturday night that was empty. Now, I don't know how normal that is, but I would think Saturday night dinner time would be one of their high spots, like Sunday morning
Sunday
breakfast
after
would
church
be.
Yeah, after church would be another peak time, but yeah, you'd think a Saturday night in
so
any
they,
restaurant
they have
would
stepped
do well.
On it. So but to his point, he said registration numbers for Republicans are looking really good for next year. Listen to this.
What are you doing? Oh my goodness gracious, what are we talking about here in terms of big party registration changes in the key swing states? Let's look at the key four swing states that, in fact, do keep track of registration by party. Look, the Republican Party is in their best position at this point in the cycle since at least 2005 in all four of these key battleground states. We go out to the Southwest, Arizona. How about Nevada? Republicans haven't done this well since 2005. Oh, my goodness gracious, at this point in the cycle. North Carolina, I couldn't find a point at which Republicans were doing better at this point in the cycle. It's at least this century. It probably goes way back in the last century. And Pennsylvania, very similar. Republicans doing better at this point than at any point this century, at least as far as I could find.
Wow.
Harry Enten on CNN. This guy's not long. His contract will not be renewed at CNN. You cannot report news like that at CNN and stay there very long. I think Scott Jennings might be the exception to that rule, quite honestly. All right, coming up, legal expert Hans von Spakovsky will join us, as he always does on a Monday morning, anxious to get his take on people saying it's illegal, Donald Trump can't send troops to big cities like Chicago. We'll see what Hans thinks about the whole thing a little later. And we'll also talk to Charlie Gasparino from Fox Business on the possibility of interest rate cuts. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.